We're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. It's Brachos 6-8. It's the last Mishnah of the Perek. And this Mishnah discusses the obligation to say the Birkat HaMazon, the blessing after eating food, the benching. And the word bench is Yiddish for bless, but it's come to mean, of course, the blessing one says after eating food. And that is a mitzvah d'orais, a mitzvah from the Torah. Now, to understand this Mishnah and the Machlokas in it, the best thing to do would be to look inside a Chumash inside, Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches of Devarim, that's Deuteronomy 8:8 through 8:10. So starting with Pasuk Ches, Perek, verse 8, the Chumash is praising the land of Israel, speaking of its virtues, and it says that it's an Eretz Chita Usora, a land of wheat and barley, the Gefen Uteena, the Rimon, of grapevines, figs, and pomegranates, Eretz Zeishemen Udvash, a land of olives from which you get olive oil, and Dvash honey, which is a reference to date honey. Whenever the Torah refers to honey, it's referring to honey that's from dates. In modern Israel, it's called Silon. It's available. It's eaten, especially in the Iraqi community, etc. Whenever the Mishnah refers to Tavash, by the way, honey, the Mishnah is referring to bee honey. But in the verses of the Torah, honey means date honey. So this verse references seven different types of produce by which Eretz Israel is praised. We actually mentioned this a few Mishnahs ago, and there we said that the hierarchy in terms of priority for which food stuff gets the one should make the blessing on depends on its proximity to the word Eretz, because the word Eretz appears twice in that verse. But that's not our topic here. What our topic here is just that these seven types of foods are foods by which Eretz Israel, Israel is praised. The land of Israel is praised. Then Pasuk Tes, the next verse says, Eretz, it will be a land, asher lo b'miskunos tochal ba lechem. It's a land which you will not eat in poverty. You'll eat bread. Lotechs are kolba. It lacks nothing, or perhaps actually you will lack nothing. Excuse me. You will lack nothing while you are there in that land. Eretz asher avneh varzel umehara tachtzov nachoshes. It's a land whose stones are iron, and from whose mountains you will extract, you will mine copper. Now, forget the second half of the verse. The first half of verse 9 talks about a land where you will eat bread without poverty. And they were focused on bread proper. So verse 8 talked about the seven species, which includes wheat, of course. 9 refers to eating bread proper. And then verse 10, Pasuk Yod, says, Va'achalta, you will eat. V'savata, you will be satisfied. Uverachta, and you will bless Es Hashem Elokecha, the Lord your God. Al Ha'aretz, for the land, Hatovar, that's good. Asher Nasan Lach, that he gave to you. Now, this third verse I read, that's Pasuk Yod, is the source for the Birkat HaMazon that makes it a Doraisa, because it says, V'achalta, you'll eat, V'savata, V'erachta, you will be satisfied and you will bless. And then it says, actually, when you look at the blessing there, it talks about blessing Es Hashem. First of all, blessing God for the fact that you're Saveya, that you're full, but also Al Ha'aretz, on the land, Hatova, that's good. So the Gemara actually understands this verse to be referring to three separate things about which one has to thank God for. The first being the food, the second being the land of Israel, and the third being the Tova, the specially good part, reference to Jerusalem. And therefore, the benching, Mido Oraisa, according to the Torah, has three separate components and three different blessings. The first blessing we call Hazan, that's the first paragraph, on the food. The second, the Nodelecha Al Ha'aretz, that's on the land. And finally, Bonei Yerushalayim, the one who builds Jerusalem, is the third. So the Mishnah, which we'll read in a few moments, refers to benching the full Birkat HaMazon as having three blessings, and those are the three blessings. Now, the main topic of the Mishnah, however, is what necessitates reciting those three blessings. So we'll see that there's a machlokas here. If this you'll eat and be satisfied refers all the way back to two verses ago, eating any of those seven species, which would be the first sheet of like Rabban Gamliel, or if it refers just to the previous verse talking about lechem, bread per se, only eating bread is what necessitates the blessing, or perhaps none of the above. Perhaps the third sheet of Rabbi Akiva will be that if you eat and are satisfied regardless of what you ate, that would necessitate you to make the full Birkat HaMazon. So you have three sheetas. Let's see them inside. So the Mishnah says, it's again, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Brachos, Achal, if one ate, Te'enim, figs, Va'anavim, or grapes. Again, here you see the Vav, the coordinating conjunction referring to or, not and. Verimonim, or if one ate pomegranates, then Mevarech, Achrein, Shalosh, Brachos. Then one must bless all three blessings, you know, meaning a full Birkat HaMazon, Devi Rabban Gamliel, according to Rabban Gamliel. By the way, in case you're keeping count, you probably know that our benching has four brachas, not three brachas. The reason why is because after the miracle that happened in the wake of the destruction of Beitar and the second Jewish war against the Romans, and the Jews who were mounds of corpses that didn't rot and were able to be buried properly after the fall of Beitar and the Bar Kokhba revolt. So then, because of that miracle that happened, it was commemorated with a fourth blessing called Hatova Metiv, to commemorate the miraculous ability of those corpses to not rot and get proper burial. So that's a fourth bracha, but that bracha was instituted later on. These Tanaim in our Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel, etc., Rabbi Kiva, these are the Chacham of Yavne, of the generation that came after the first war with the Romans, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the end of the first century, and the Tova Meitiv Bracha only comes in the second century of the Common Era, so we're not talking about that yet. In any case, the Mishnah here, first sheet to Rabban Gamliel, says, if you eat any of the seven species, as illustrated by Te'enim, Anavin, and Rimonim, figs, grapes, and pomegranates, one would recite the full Birkat HaMazon, because he understands that the V'chalta V'savata requirements of Pasuk Yod refers all the way back to the seven species by which Eretz Yisrael is praised. As for the question, then what's with the Pasuk Tes reference to bread? So he'll answer that it comes to tell you that when it comes to wheat and barley, if you eat, let's say, puffed wheat, you know, like sugar smacks, or shalva, as they call it in Israel, and it's not baked into bread, not a baked grain, where you've ground it down, destroyed the endosperm, etc., so then it doesn't get a bracha of hamotzi, and one doesn't bench on it. It's just a bray pri adama, and one doesn't bench on it. One only benches on wheat and barley if it's made into bread. That's his understanding of the reference to bread. The second shita, which is the chachamim, which is the halacha for us, the chachamim omrim, bracha achas mein shalosh. They say, in the event you ate te'enim, anavim, v'rimonim, any of the seven species of which Eretz Yisrael is praised, but not as bread, including figs, grapes, and pomegranates, then one makes a single blessing, rabbinic in nature, which is Me'ein Shalosh, which is a miniature version of the three blessings one benches on. As I said, I can't remember if I said it in this concise format or not, I believe the word Me'ein comes from the word from Me'ein, from the eye, because in antiquity there's no examples really where you'd see a miniature version of something, other than if you look, of course, into a reflective, you know, convex surface, like an eyeball, so then one sees a miniaturized version. So you look at someone's eye, you see a miniature version of you, and that's me'ain, na'ayin, like a miniaturized version down of the full-blown three blessings of Birkat HaMazon. You have a single miniature version in the me'ain shalosh, and that's what we would call al ha'michya, typically, although, of course, al ha'michya could also be al ha'gefen or al ha'peros, depending on if you're drinking wine or if you're eating fruits, which Eretz Yisrael is praised, and also, of course, there's a bit of a difference if you're eating Eretz Yisrael's produce, that it becomes Peroseha, for example, or Gafna, her, the land of Israel's fruits, or her, the land of Israel's wine that you're praising, or if you say Al HaGefen, for just vines and grapes in general, or Al HaPeros, on fruit in general. In any case, the lach is like that sheet of like the Chachamim, that one makes just a Me'ein Shalosh, a miniature Al HaMichi, or Al HaEitz blessing on these seven species. And Rabbi Akiva, Omer, afilu achal shelek. If a person just ate shelek, the definition of shelek is a bit contentious throughout the Rishonim, throughout Shas, but we'll go with the Bar Tanur, who understands shelek means overcooked vegetables. So if one ate an overcooked vegetable, the Gemara ends up saying, we're talking about here like the root, the core of a cabbage, which is filling. And one ate even that for his dinner, v'hu mazono, that was what one ate to fill up. Mevarach achrav shalosh brachos, the one must do the full benching on any food he eats to satiety, according to Rabbi Kiva. Meaning Rabbi Kiva holds v'chalta v'savata doesn't refer to either the pasuk tes lechem or pasuk ches, all the seven species, rather just refers to in general. If one eats and is satisfied and no longer hungry, then he must bench midoraisa. But the halacha, again, like the chachamim, that only benching happens on bread. Now, just for a moment, what bread is defined as elsewhere and here is baked grains, that are not especially sweet or filled or flaky, that are made of one of the chamishas mini dagan, one of the five species of grain that the rabbis recognize. We have Pesach coming up, the same requirements for making matzah. And those five species are chita, wheat, seora, barley, kusemet, which is spelt, shifon, which is rye, and shibolet shual, which is lahalacha oats. So if one has takes grain, one of those five types of grain, and makes them flour, and then from that flour makes bread, that's the kind of bread which requires benching afterwards. And other kinds of grains, like if you make cornbread or rice bread or sorghum or soy or potato, whatever else kind of flours you might find, if you make them that resembles a bread or a cake or something, there's definitely no benching on those. It's just the chamishas mini dagan, the five species I said before. Those are the breads that one must bench on. As far as the halacha is about when it's mazonos for chamotzi and benching afterwards and kaviyas suda, etc. These halachas are too complicated to address right here. But obviously, very, very briefly, if one eats baked grain to his fill, even if he said it was just a mazonos bracha beforehand, like he eats like a bereka or eats, you know, I don't know what, chocolate chip cookies. If one eats to satiety, he's full of eating chocolate chip cookies, and the chocolate chip cookies or the berekas function as his meal, even though he made a mazonos on it, he has to bench afterward because he ate baked grain from the five species of grain to satiety, to sphia. And therefore benching is required even if you eat chocolate chip cookies or berekas, etc., to the point that you're satisfied. The Mishnah now finishes up by saying, Haoshoset maim litzma'o, if a person drinks water to address his thirst, Omer Shahakol Niyeb Devaro, the bracha beforehand is Shahakol. Again, there's the question if it's Nihiyah, which means everything came to be, or Shahakol Nihiyeh, everything comes to be Bidvaro, through Hashem's word. But the point is, if one drinks water, he must make that blessing before he drinks. The reason why the Mishnah says Litzma'o, for his thirst, is because, let's say, for example, a person were prehydrating before going on a run, but he's not thirsty now. So then he wouldn't make a shakol in that water. If a person's swallowing a pill and he drinks the water to get the pill down, again, not because he's thirsty, then no bracha before the water is required, because water has no taste and therefore is not enjoyable. This would not be the case by other, you know, flavored drinks. So if a person, let's say hypothetically, isn't especially thirsty, but he's drinking his Gatorade to hydrate himself, he would make a bracha because Gatorade is flavored. In any case, the Mishnah finishes by saying Reb Tarfon disagrees, and he says the proper blessing one recites before drinking water, litzma'o, for one's thirst, is Borei Nefashos Rabos, which means what we say after drinking water and other foods, which is creates the creator of Nefashos Rabos, of many different kinds of living things, v'chesronan, and he, which means that refers to the things that they lack. Hashem creates the things that we are deficient in to supply us with our needs. And Reb Tarfon says that bracha, which we're familiar with as a bracha achrona, is a proper bracha rishona, but of course, as you know, the halacha is, we do not recite that as a bracha rishona, before blessing, rather we recite it when appropriate as a bracha achrona, after drinking water or eating other foods that didn't get a more, the main shalosh or the benching bracha.